Dr. Vimal MV, Senior Consultant Endocrinologist at MIMS Hospital, Calicut, Kerala. I'm just going to talk about diabetes and food care today. So we know that the loss of protective sensation puts you at a high risk for injury, permanent deformity, and even amputation. Regular foot exams by your foot care specialist, daily self-inspection, and wearing protective footwear are the keys of keeping your foot healthy. Check the water temperature with your hand or elbow to make sure the bath water is safe temperature. Wash your feet with warm, soapy water. Avoid soaking your feet. Soaking your feet for prolonged periods of time can actually dry the skin. While you are washing, do a thorough inspection of your feet. Rinse with warm, clean water. Dry your feet carefully, especially between your toes. Toenails need care on a regular basis because long or thick nails can press on neighboring toes and cause open sores. The single most important thing is daily self-inspection. Finding problems early and getting help when the problem is small can prevent permanent damage and deformity to your feet. Check between your toes as well. These areas are not generally visible and are often overlooked. Blisters, cuts, or scratches can lead to infection if ignored. Color changes can be a sign that the skin is damaged. Areas of excessive dryness can crack and allow bacteria to enter the skin. Callus or cones are signs of excessive pressure and need to be addressed immediately. When your feet have a loss of protective sensation, the shoes and socks you wear can either help you to live with a healthy and productive life or can contribute to repeated open sores that may gradually lead to amputation. No single type or style of shoe is appropriate for everyone. People with insensitive feet have special footwear needs that must be addressed by a foot care specialist in order to prevent ulcers caused by shoes that don't fit properly. Do not use heating pads, electric blankets, or hot water bottles. Do not use harsh chemicals on your skin, such as callus or cone removers. Hydrogen peroxide, alcohol, and betadine should not be used. Do not use knives, scissors, or razor blades to trim your toenails or callus. Never go barefoot. That's the most important point. Never go barefoot. Wear a shower sandal, or a shower shoe to protect your feet from the hand surface of the tub or shower. So what I wanted to highlight is that always take care of your feet. Every patient should take care of their feet properly so that the ulcers and the chance of amputation comes down significantly so that your productive life extends for a longer period of time. Thank you.